Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Glory to God. Why don't you lay hands on your neighbor, each of you. Even from the presence of the Lord, it's getting an impartation. We are in agreement where two or more are agreed. And we speak for people who need a miracle. There are people who, especially this last few days, I've been praying for people who have had replacement, ankle replacement, hip replacement, knee replacement. Who is, you know someone who's doing through it, or you are your brother, your sister, someone is getting it right now. Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Right now. Lay hands. Over there,
yep.
Yeah, lay hands on her. Bless her and others, whoever. Wave your hand if you need prayer in that. In Jesus' name. Where you have a spirit of infirmity in your knee, we command it to go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And those who have been attacked recently by any kind of lung attack, infection, pneumonia type things, or severe bronchitis, put your hand up. We put a protection over you in the name of Jesus. No flu, no pneumonia. No, we plead the blood over us. Those watching us on the internet, there is someone battling cancer. We stand against this cancer, command it to go, that it will be going into remission in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And autistic children are getting new miracles in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. There has been such grace in this community and church and this ministry for release of grace to bind cancer, bind autism. And often we are taking for granted that children, so many will be autistic. We don't receive that at all.
Ah, Lord.
That every child will be perfectly from the head to the toes.
Yes.
Will be, everything will function right in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Give him a big clap offering. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Bon, you want to take a few moments? You may be seated. Thank you. It's so good to see you.
Thank you.
Back from Scotland.
Yes, thank you.
Scotland. Can you tell us a little more about Scotland?
It was wonderful.
Are they still dressed in kilts?
They do still dress in kilts. Yes, they do. Yes.
Do they still hate the British? Sorry. Go ahead. I mean, you give your report. I'm thinking of Braveheart.
I will not speak for the entire nation and the Scottish people in regards to their sentiments towards the British.
Yeah, okay.
But it was wonderful. I had a wonderful week in Scotland with a community of dear friends of ours. Actually, it's a family of three sisters that were discipled by a dear friend of ours, John Paul Jackson, in the Streams Ministry. And we sort of, in fact, we did become acquainted through John Paul and the Glory. And this particular community is partially, it's based really all over the nation. We had, it was hosted in a church that was started by an American who's married to a Scottish woman in Inverness called King's Church. And a really wonderful, beautiful church that has really become part of our extended family. And this particular convocation was uniquely dedicated to the encouragement, the discipling, the development of the manifestation of the gifts of God, specifically in the arts, in music, in studio arts, and in things like woodworking and furniture making and a number of very real marketplace things that have an opportunity of reviving Christian influence in our wider cultures. And That's a dear friend of ours, actually from America. That's Susan Card, painting one of her pieces there. But it was a beautiful time of discipleship. And one of the things that really inspired me was that the pastor, the new pastor that's been set in there, is also the son of a long-standing family enterprise in Inverness that makes glass fixtures, doors, windows, and they have a beautiful factory. We went on a field trip. Thank you. Yes, one of the things that we did in one of the workshops is we were able to go out and see how this Christian man, who is also pastoring in the city, is impacting their government, their education system, and their church through some very innovative ideas related to bringing unemployable kids off the streets, discipling them, making them employable, giving them an opportunity to advance in culture, and how the government of the city has turned to them and is asking them to be engaged and actually lead these various things. So that was just one of the examples of how this particular convocation is directed at Christians engaging the gifts and the calling that God has given them to impact the wider culture. So, and that is a coffee shop that is connected also through the church that is in the notoriously poorest, most violent, most difficult area of Inverness, where they are making a huge impact, integrating into the community, creating conversations, relationships, and bringing the gospel in the darkest places. And so, for me, they're one of the things that I love. This actually is a banner that was painted by a famous teacher who's now gone on, Sanford. His daughter, Lauren, painted this lion, and I thought that was particularly nice that there was a huge lion. But you can see the tables. There were people that, while we were doing worship and the word was being preached, folks were doing all kinds of perfecting their craft and their arts, and it was beautiful. Beautiful and powerful thing. And then, of course, my friend John Thomas started taking all of these really weird pictures of me when I was preaching. And this was one of an example of many that he took. And we had a grand old time laughing at the hilarious antics. There were some really crazy ones. So I don't know how you feel about it, but seeing yourself as others see you is an interesting experience. So thank you. And I always, Pastor Mahesh and I, all of us, as we go, we take you and we give that impartation, that encouragement, that influence, an awakening in prayer. These folks are really awakening to corporate prayer and fasting, the ideas of the watch. I met there were people, I think I said this, from 13 nations represented there, and so many of them came and said, thank you for the watch. We've started a watch in our nation, or, you know, we started a watch in our nation however many years ago, and the influence of All Nations Church around the world is really amazing. The other thing that is very interesting, as we're traveling, we're hearing from Europe, from Asia, from South America, Christians who 2 years ago, last year, was not this story at all. This year, Christians, one after the other, coming to us in their nations and saying, thank God for your president. He is awakening us to our own loss of individual liberties, identity, the graces that God can give a nation. And so there is an interesting kind of reviving of the church in other nations that is being sparked by the events, political and civil events in America, that is bringing great hope and encouragement to Christians all around the world. So thank you for your prayers. And it's wonderful to be back to celebrate communion together, be in the watch together, and be in the Glory Fest conference coming up. And
that's
then
right.
We'll be off to Compton for a weekend with a very significant church, Apostle Ron Allen's church in the center of Compton. So
and
we take you with us.
Several key, you see them, key parts of Hollywood and the music world that go to this church. So it's really our joy to be going there. I do want to express my thanks to all the volunteers and our staff also these last few weeks. There were a lot of things we had to be involved in. The homegoing of Toby and Johnny Cook. And just we have to welcome a whole bunch of people. And it takes a bunch of volunteers and committed people and the staff to put things together to that we can glorify the name of Jesus in all that we do. So I want to especially thank today. I just want to say to all the volunteers, please, where you are available, and do we have a list or something? I think we may have where we can just call the church and say, I'm available. Call me at certain times because we need your help. I mean, they did it beautifully. I mean, I'm just saying, continue to do that, please. It's wonderful. We are grateful for that. Richie, can you help me come up here and take hold of this Torah and just show it to the people? I'll go march up there to them.
Did it open? There you go. Yeah.
This is a Torah scroll with the five books of the Bible, first five books of the Bible, books of Moses, and I got it from Jerusalem, from a rabbinical school. So this is the season of, I want to say, this last Monday was in Jerusalem. There would be at the Western Wall and all across Jerusalem, but mainly around, there would be bunches,
thank you.
Of people dancing, celebrating the Torah. It was the Simchat Torah was Monday.
And carrying those.
And a lot of the rabbis, they could be the first time all year long, they would be, have had readings from the Torah, some kind of reading every day. So there would be approximately 365 readings. And they would conclude the whole year's reading at sundown of the day. And then as the next day begins, they start the whole year's readings. So we have started, in a sense, if you were in a school in Rabbah, a rabbinical school, or any of those synagogues, you would have started this week fresh reading of the Torah. So I wanted us to just meditate around it, not just take granted it is so important and holy for them and precious that God gave us his word.
Yeah.
And so we, on the day of Pentecost, we saw, and for us charismatics, we love the fact that God poured out his spirit. But the other aspect, the two truths that we need to celebrate around and really take everything we can, there are such blessings loaded for you and your children, your grandchildren. So receive the word of God as a precious treasure from heaven. And so it says in Psalm 107, verse 19, it says, then they cried out to the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of their distresses. But how? By what? He sent his word. Say, he sent his word.
He sent his word.
And healed them. And delivered them.
And delivered them.
From their destruction.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
So Lord, we say, send your word, heal us. And heal us as families, as individuals, heal us. And heal us from any disease, any infirmity, any attack physically, but heal us also mentally. There are people who have gone through their distresses, who have gone through tremendous trauma, and they need healing emotionally. And they do a lot of dumb things and terrible things because they need healing in their mind, in their emotions. And so God heals the whole package. God heals us. And then he sends his word to heal entire communities. When the Jewish people went through the Holocaust, I mean, the whole community was pretty well destroyed. And yet, God brought them back and restored them as a people. And it was the Lord who did this. So may the Lord heal us. God sent his word and heal our nation from divisions and violence and lawlessness. And may God give us fresh grace for that. So all of this is very important. It is God, send your word. Say, God, send your word.
God, send your word.
Make us whole.
Make us whole.
So we give total importance to the word of God. We tend to sometimes either neglect one part or the other. It takes the spirit and the word. You find that in Psalm 33, where did I put that? Psalm 33, verse 6. Did you bring your Bible?
I did. I also have scriptures written down right there.
Oh, great. You are awesome.
You are awesome, too. Thank you.
We're both awesome. Awesome. You get it? Psalm 33. It is in verse 6. Says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made.
Yes.
And all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. So the heavens were made by the word. Say, by the word.
By the word.
And all the host of the heavens by the breath of his mouth. So by the word and by the breath. Breath, by the way, is spirit. Jesus blew on them and say, receive the Holy Spirit, Ruach. So breath, so both are included here. By the word, word, and spirit, where the heavens were made. And then you find the same thing in Genesis.
Yes.
Genesis 1, verses 2 and 4. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Say, Spirit.
Spirit.
And God said, let God there be said. Light, and there was light. So God said, God, spoke his word.
Sure,
so the Spirit is hovering,
let there be.
And God speaks, does his word. So Spirit and word combined, the whole of creation came about through Spirit and word. So we totally receive, as the universe is created by Spirit and word, they are both in harmony, perfect harmony. Spirit, it's like he's singing. He's the Holy Spirit. I often say in my healing service, you don't realize the Holy Spirit is singing over you. Get in harmony with his sing personally. And as you come, receive communion. I tell you, many people miss out on these things. And the blessing is available, the healing is available, and they stay and neglect some of these basic disciplines that the Lord has given us. We cannot, as Bob Mumford used to say in our community way back, say, we cannot afford to be lone rangers. Bob Mumford, one of his famous lines was, God says, no longer run lone rangers. He takes the lone ranger, shoots his horse and takes away his mask and says, join the community, so especially. But it is, you get strength and you give strength.
Yeah.
The Lord, not only just that you take strength, but you have a place, you fit in and give you, especially in church and then in other things, but get your strength. You'll get reservoirs of outpouring and direction as you are around the Word of God and the Spirit of God. It gets you in harmony with God's will and anointing. Do you want?
Yeah, and in the context of that, Isaiah 55:11, it says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. As rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth, making it bud and flourish, and so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word. That's really powerful. If you stop to think about it for a moment, of how built into the very dynamic of life, creating, reproducing, flourishing nature that feeds us, feeds the earth, built into that whole dynamic is the rain and snow that comes down to water that life. And the Lord likens that whole process to his word. And so imagine that in our lives. All of us in this room, I'm looking at your faces, and I know that all of us in this room have been influenced and fed, and the word has been sown into our lives, many of us for years and years. And so if we realize that it is a living, germinating seed, every word of God, every scripture, every time you've memorized, every time somebody gave you a scripture, prophesied a scripture over you, every time you prayed one, you're filled with the vibrating, germinating life of God. And it says, so is my word that goes out of my mouth. It won't come back to me without producing something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and, check this out, and achieve my purpose. So God, even his purpose is higher, his intention is higher, his ability to accomplish is higher than ours. So even our highest dreams and desires or the greatest inspirations that he may have given us, he is still even beyond that, and he has assigned his word to go forth and without fail accomplish his purpose in us. And so, again, the theme of the culmination of the Feast of Tabernacles is Simchat Torah, the joy of receiving the Word of God. And it was actually called the Festival of Joy. It was a time when Israel actually participated as a community, practically and physically, in this great rejoicing and saying, hallelujah, Lord, you have given us your word. And in this context of Isaiah 55 and other places in Isaiah that says, therefore, with joy, you'll draw waters out of the wells of salvation. All of these things were actually in demonstration in the Feast of Tabernacles that they would hold together. And it's very, very significant because as an agrarian society, they were utterly dependent upon the rain to come down and water the seed that they had put in the ground. And so for them, this understanding of God by his Spirit being engaged in sending his word into his people was something that they understood. Without that, there is no life. There's no continuing generation. There's no food. There's no anything. And the Feast of Tabernacles in particular was all about that. It was all about the rain coming down to water the seed. And on the first and the last days, the first day and the last days, they were called festive seasons of rest and joy and man's ceasing from his labor to make the earth sprout and rather trusting in God to do his work were the themes there. But those 2 days in particular, they had a couple of really beautiful things. On the end of the first day, in the women's court, they would erect 4 75-foot-tall candlesticks, and the young, energetic priest would be running up and down these great ladders with pitchers that held 10 or 12 gallons of oil. So they were continually going up and down the ladder, pouring the oil to light these big lamps. And the wicks of the lamps were made from the old worn-out linen garments of the priests that were blood-stained from having offered all the sacrifices and stuff. And the women were responsible. There was a whole band of women that were responsible for taking these used garments. They would wash them, and they would braid them into the wicks that were used and then dipped in the oil to light these candles. But the idea was that it was an example. It was a picture of the Word of God coming, as the psalm says, as a light to my feet and a lamp for my path. So the Word of God comes to us to show us where we're at, a light to my feet, where am I now, and also to project his illumination in terms of where do I go from here, the Word of God. And it was said that there wasn't a single household in all of Jerusalem that the light from those candlesticks didn't shine across the doorway in the darkness.
So it shows when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, that it represented Jesus himself. But realize, and I feel like this year, that there is with us blessing Jerusalem in a unique way, God is quickening. Say quickening.
Quickening.
So he's activating certain things. Now, I could speak to you, and here I'm going to read from part of the chapter of Treasure Island, and it doesn't do anything. But if I speak and say to you, the Word says, my God supplies all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus, that it is, let me read in, or something, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack for nothing. And I speak that often for my children. The Lord is Anna's shepherd, Sarah's shepherd, Ben's shepherd, and they shall lack for nothing. Or Aaron's.
And Paul.
Hebrews 4:12 says this, for the word that God speaks is alive. Say alive.
Alive.
Full of power.
Full of power.
Making it active.
Making it active.
This is from the Amplified. It just goes every.
Yeah.
Operative, energizing, and effective. That's the word.
It is
supernatural. See?
Yeah.
It's different. So that's why we speak the word over ourselves. And as a community, we speak it and it's active. We're in agreement where two or more are gathered together. The Lord is present. So the Lord, as we are together here, he is present. He's hovering. And he's letting us release the blessing of that word. The Lord is sending his word.
Hallelujah.
And healing us from supernatural blessing is activating over you. And where you are distressed, where there is depression, discouragement, we're all humans. We can go up and down. We were praying on the phone yesterday for a major leader who's being attacked. And we just agreed. God's
Amen.
Power is giving you awesome deliverance right now.
Yeah.
And it's important. And the week before, I prayed for a major leader in another nation who has tremendous attack on the blood system. It could be a type of leukemia. And overnight after I prayed, it was another country, way up there. And his blood changed.
Yeah.
The next day, the blood count supernaturally went towards the healing zone. So it is important for us to immerse ourselves in the word and make sure, and I will lay hands on you, lay hands on me and activate, may the word.
Hallelujah.
And for our children.
Yeah.
So be in a community where we can together speak over our families, over our grandbabies, for the word that is alive and active. There was that picture, some years ago, we used to show the baby's picture. This grandma said, they are saying my grandbaby that's in the womb, my daughter is pregnant, has got that severe Down's syndrome, which limbs start missing. They're born without limbs, and it's a severe form of Down syndrome. And that's saying this is missing, that is, and all the MRI, what is it, those little thing that they?
Ultrasound.
Ultrasound indicated the baby doesn't have this. And I said, we are sending God's word over that little baby.
Yes.
And I spoke several words from Scripture over the Lord is sending his word to heal that little baby. And when, I mean, it was one of the most amazing things that was in around Sacramento somewhere. And when the baby was born, that is the baby. And the MRI showed she had, the limbs were missing. I mean, organs were missing. And when the baby came out, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yes.
Maybe they should have named him Gomer something. Anyway, remember Gomer Pyle? Surprise, surprise, surprise. And I don't know, sorry. Anyway.
Anyway.
But realize, and many of you are going to be put in the challenge where, can you lay hands on me? I feel like this. Realize that you are carrying something special, that the Spirit and the Word is going to combine as you minister and lay hands. May you get a fresh, that's why I was seeing that you got to, don't move away from this for a moment, that we are going to be activating the Word of God in our lives, in our ministry, and we are being commissioned to speak blessing and release. I mean, that family, Kavanaugh family, was being sent the most oppressive demonic attacks, and I'm so glad that Bonnie was able to touch her and agree God's glory would touch and bless that family. So we are together and actively releasing the word and his blessing. May you get a commission, all of you, to speak the word and let it be active so you can bless and encourage people.
Yes.
And that something is happening. It's not just nice encouraging words. I blessed that grandma and said, that baby is going to be born perfect. And guess what? That Bob, I mean, I was surprised. Wow. This is working.
1 Thessalonians 2:13, it says, we thank God continually because when you received, say received.
Received.
Say received.
Received.
When you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed, say indeed,
indeed.
Is indeed,
indeed,
at work in you who believe. Say the word of God.
Word of God.
Is indeed active
in me.
It's working in me.
I believe.
I receive. Nothing is impossible with God. And
everything he intends
for my life,
my
family,
my
nation,
through
his word,
will
be accomplished. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Glory to God. So it is important that as God's word comes for us, that we respond, that we lay hold of it.
Yeah.
It's not just passing by as a river. I mean, I'm going to dip into the river and get a drink. So there is a response on your part. And each of you, it is just like the promise that Jesus said, anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. But I cannot drink for you. I cannot even drink for my children. Mm-hmm. As they're growing up, they got to lay hold of the, however much we love our children, we can't drink for them. And however much I love you, but I cannot drink for you. You got to come and you respond.
Yeah.
So I receive this, and it's for me.
Yeah.
And I not only receive, I receive it, but I also accept it. Yes, I say, yes, I agree. You could get into a debate. I remembered this way back when I first got the Holy Spirit, but I was still, I needed to be cleansed so much on my old, I was graduate student. I was an intellectual. I had given, what was the genius test?
Mensa.
Mensa. I had been given a Mensa test and my intellect was way up there. You know, I mean.
Don't tell them what your thesis, your paper that you wrote. Don't tell them what you wrote about.
Oh, the sex life of Robinson Crusoe? Is that?
Only somebody who has too much up here would write a big college paper on that.
And it was, I mean, weird. It was, that's what
the
they required.
The dude was on his own and on a desert
it
island.
Was, basically, I can tell you it was zero. But, so I was in this, I was an intellectual. I mean, they trained you. See, that's the bizarre stuff in the university system. I was at the university. And then the Holy Spirit came, so I was in that intellectual craziness. And then, I mean, I'd kind of, you know, I'd known the Lord, but then I slowly got into this world. And then I received the news. My mother was dying of cancer in London, England. I had no money to go see her. I was devastated. And the voice of the Lord, he filled me with the Spirit first, which is a long story. And I've written it, and only love can make a miracle. But then he started speaking.
Yeah.
Pray for your mother. First he said, Jesus is the same. And then he said, pray for your mother. And I started debating him. I was still in my, number one, she's in London. I'm here. Don't tell me how, I mean, don't, what do you mean pray for her? I can't pray for her. She's over there. I mean, in all kinds of things. I started debating the Lord. Seven reasons why that cannot happen.
With and footnotes.
There are schools of theology that teach that way almost. So 10 reasons he doesn't do these things anymore and all of that. And you need to be slapped real hard on your head. I mean, I needed to be. God was right there. His presence was there to heal my mother. And I was debating him almost. And then I had to, God, I mean, rebuke me in a sweet way at that time. I mean, I needed a harder slap than that. But I'm so glad he came and he said, stop that. You pray. I am the healer. And then as I prayed, I mean, I got the news. My mother was, she had been totally eaten up with cancer. Bone cancer. Severe, stage 4. And I prayed and I received the news. And she had gone to the doctor and she was totally remission. And she lived a healthy life 26 more years. So it wasn't like a temporary.
Yeah.
But God wanted to do that. And I was debating him. You know, for a moment, I'm so glad I got delivered from all some of those intellectual demons.
So it's absolutely necessary that we have humility and the fear of the Lord to receive his word, not as human word, but as the word of God, and to receive it in faith. To receive it in faith. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing. And so there's never a time for a Christian to say, oh, well, I just don't have faith. You know what? You can get it. Faith comes. Say faith comes.
Faith comes.
Faith comes. Faith comes right here. And for some of us this morning, the Lord is reviving a primal instinct towards, yes, I believe the Lord, I believe your word, I believe the promises you've spoken over me. I receive the encouragement that you're giving me, the vision that you're giving me for me and my family. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Say, faith comes.
Faith comes.
I'm receiving more faith today. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The sort of the pinnacle, Pastor, of, you know, when you're talking about your experience, when the Lord was coming to you and sending the word and trying to awaken, and then finally you said, oh yeah, okay, and you got in rhythm, you received the word and got in rhythm with it, is we think of the story in Luke 1 of when the angel came to Mary. And here's this poorest of the poor, this young woman in the whole, you know, Jewish conservative lifestyle, whatever, in all of their tradition-rich things. And an angel shows up and says to her, God has chosen you. You're highly favored. He's going to do something. The Holy Spirit is going to come on you, and a child is going to be conceived in you, and that is the Messiah. Well, she did not give God 10 reasons with footnotes as to why that was impossible.
That's true.
She said, what did she say?
Be it unto me according
Come
to
on.
Your word.
That is our position this morning, right? Yes. Be it unto me, Lord. Be it unto me. Be it unto me according to your word over my life. Be it unto me. We come, we submit, we receive, we embrace by faith. We accept the word of God as germinating and energetic, active seed in our life. Come, Holy Spirit, light the rain on that word and make it bear fruit, double fruit, flourish with fruit in it for more seeds, for more fruit, with fruit in it to be sown as seeds into the lives of other people. We receive it and say, be it unto me according to your word. There was another woman, Sarah, who, when God basically came to them, and in a different way, they were old, past her childbearing time, Abraham, and said, this time next year, you're going to have a son, the son of promise. And Sarah was like, right. And the angel said to Abraham, your wife in the tent there, how come she's laughing at this? And Sarah was like, no. I didn't laugh. She lied. She did laugh. But sure enough, that son came forth and they named him Isaac, which means laughter. But from there comes nothing is impossible with God. That is from the story of Abraham and Sarah.
And then it
runs all the way through the Bible, through Jeremiah, right into the Gospels and this event with Mary where the reply is when she says, I believe it. How's it going to happen? And he just says, I'll fill in all the blanks. Nothing is impossible with God.
And so she gets, well, we may later maybe go on the Logos and the Rhema. It was the quickened, it's not just the word, but it's the quickened word of God. God is giving each of you some promises. And we are receiving by faith the Rhema word so that you are going to have a baby. And Mary says, be it unto me, I'm going to come in harmony.
Yes.
Say yes to your promise.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, blessing. Just think if she had refused or she accepted in faith and we have the Messiah. We have Jesus Christ. Wow.
One of the things that really brings this home to me in a fresh, powerful way is how Derek pointed out to us that the Greek translation of that phrase, nothing shall be impossible with God, the Greek actually says, speaking of Rhema, no spoken word of God shall be void of power. No spoken word of God shall be void of power. Wow. No spoken word of God shall be void of power. And we decree, we loose all of the word we've heard this morning. The spoken word, we receive it, every single word of it, and the power to accomplish the thing the Lord has intended. High thoughts, high ways. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's all stand.
Thank you. Thank you,
Thank
Hank.
You.
Praise the Lord. Say, no spoken word of God.
No spoken word of God.
Shall be void of power.
The word of God
is alive,
active,
energetic in me.
It will not fail
to accomplish God's purpose. Hallelujah.
Lord, I receive by faith your Rhema word of blessing for myself, for my family, for my children, for my loved ones, for my church, for my nation. As Mary said, be it unto us, be it unto me, according to your word. I receive, and I thank you for your promises. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Give him a big clap. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Todd, take this. Put it, march it around here saying, we say, this is for you. The word is quickening. Receive the word. Pray in tongues for a moment. We receive your word. We receive your healing. We receive your promise. Receive for your family. Receive promotion. Your son needs a job. Receive. Your daughter needs blessing for her marriage. Bless, receive, receive healings, restoration, financial restoration, debt-free blessing. Jesus died on the cross and became poor, so you through his poverty might be rich. Part of the promise. Thank you, Lord. Supernatural release of prosperity for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you for a moment. Thank you for a moment. We thank you for Judge Kavanaugh, Lord. We thank you for that decision. Victory for God's people, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want the healing and prophetic team to come stand here. And if you, some of you need to receive a special healing today, you could come up. You don't have a chance to pray for it. Some, you need the fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, or you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Some, you feel God's telling you, this is your church home. Come home, we'll become officially a member of this body. We'll receive you right now. Michael, what are we going to sing?
We're singing, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer.
Amen.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.